Blog Talk Radio.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet.
Feel the
raining down here on the battleground.
For your glory,
for your glory,
we're taking
territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principality messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are waging war against lupus today. We are live in downtown Atlanta. Miss Perry is going to be talking about lupus part two, and we are interested in your questions, your comments, and your answers. Miss Perry will be on live in 1 minute. Let me just say this quickly. As co-host of the show, all information presented is for your information only. It is not to be used without consulting with your physician or healthcare practitioner. And you should not reduce or change your medication based on any information which is used or given by this show. Thank you very much, and may God richly bless you as you listen to Miss Perry.
Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to Healthy Choices with Perry. The first thing I'd like to do is let's have a word of prayer. Dear Jesus, we ask you today for your wisdom as we speak about a very important topic, and that is lupus. We ask that you come into our hearts and help us to understand the information and to act accordingly with our health professionals and our own common sense. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Now, thanks again for joining us today, and what I'd like to do is a recap of some of the things we talked about last week, because as you know, May is lupus awareness, and one reason lupus is so important to me to learn more about it is because when I was 13 years old, I lost my dear mother to lupus. She died of this deadly disease at the tender age of 37, and I was only 13 years old. I had a brother and a sister even younger than I was. So I didn't understand lupus then, and since then I've tried to learn more about it, and it continues to grow the information on it. And I just want to share that with individuals out there who might be suffering with lupus, who may have a dear loved one or family member suffering with this awful disease. And on a personal note, that I want to share that with you. And one common symptom that my mother suffered with, and as a child, I didn't realize why she was bandaged up, why she was always in bed, why she had so many problems that's health-related when it comes to this deadly disease. And she suffered with arthritis, which is one of the common symptoms of lupus. She had severe arthritic pain, and she was in Band-Aids and in the bed. And I just had those pictures in my mind right now from when I was a child. And I now find it necessary to share information about this disease with us so that we can fight back in ways that my mother wasn't able. And back then, there wasn't the information on lupus that I find today. And I find it very necessary and obligated for me to share information about lupus so that we can fight back. And one thing we can do to fight back is keep our bodies as healthy as possible. We need to get proper nutrition, fruits, grains, vegetables, nuts, legumes, seeds. We need to have healthy food. As a matter of fact, I always say, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. We need to get daily exercise. And when I say exercise, I'm not telling people to go out and pay for an expensive gym membership or buy expensive workout clothes. The only thing we need to do is just have daily exercise. One wonderful way of exercising is simply working in your garden every day, being in touch with nature, or taking a walk around your block. And some of us can't do that. We can march right in front of our television. We can walk right around our own home. There's things we can do on a natural basis just to get that regular exercise. We also must drink plenty of water. Let's make sure our systems are well hydrated. Water is so important. It's a cleansing agent internally and externally. So let's get water. So I mentioned nutrition, exercise, water. And let's also get that sunlight. Proper sunlight is so important. Not to overdo it, not to burn ourselves. But sunlight promotes vitamin D in our bodies, which keeps our gums and our teeth and our bones healthy. So let's get that regular sunlight. And let's also understand temperance. Let's not overdo anything, like I just mentioned. Don't overdo the sunlight. Don't overdo eating. If you eat fried chicken or fried foods, let's just keep it in moderation. If we love things that are may not be the healthiest things, we can also remember, let's do them in moderation. That is one of the keys of health, not overdoing it. So we have the sunlight, the temperature. What about air? Let's get daily fresh air. Many of us are shallow breathers. We need to learn how to take in deep lungfuls of healthy, fresh air on a daily basis. And let's not forget that it's so very important topic that many of us are falling short on, and that is rest. Our bodies need adequate rest. We must at least get 7 to 8 hours of rest daily, and maybe 6, but at least let's start out with getting that rest on a daily basis. Rest is so important because our bodies revitalize, rejuvenate. It has time to rest, and that is extremely important for our health. If we're not getting that proper rest, we're not giving our bodies a chance to revigorate and rejuvenate and get those cells and those tissues, those organs, everything needs to have rest. So that's some things I want to share with you. And one thing we cannot leave out, and that is we must trust in divine power. We must trust in God to see us through and to help us in things where we can't help ourselves. But He's given us all common sense. He's given us the tools that we need to make our bodies, which is really His body. That is His tool. We must take care of it. So a quick recap, we must get proper nutrition, which I mentioned, fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, legumes, seeds, regular exercise, water. We must use temperance. We must exercise, getting fresh air on a daily basis. We must get our proper rest, and we must get that sunlight. And most of all, let's trust in God to give us what we need, the wisdom we need, the endurance we need to be the best that we can be. No matter what disease or ailment we're suffering with, we can beat it if we give our bodies what they need. And those things I mentioned to you, we need those things every day. So let's try to fight back with this simple health style, natural living. Let food be our medicine and medicine be our food. Many of us are taking so many prescriptions, which I recommend. Do not ever stop any prescriptions without a professional medical care provider, preferably your physician. Allow your physician to remove you from meds. Don't just stop taking them on your own. Always consult with your medical professional, your physician, a nurse practitioner, a health educator, those people who are qualified and who are educated in a way that can monitor and help you maintain a healthy lifestyle. I give information purely for your information, for your education, and it's up to you to continue to fight back on your own, because if we don't fight back, we are responsible for our own health in so many ways. Let's fight back. And we can fight back simply by taking care of our bodies that we are obligated to take care of, because they're gifts from God. We are borrowers. Either we're giving them from God. We must give them back to Him by taking care of them, that we may be used for His glory. And that's what I have to share with you, those laws of health that are so essential for our healthy being. And let me share with you some information about lupus. We're just going to recap some things about lupus. It is a chronic autoimmune disease, and it can damage any part of our body. Like I mentioned to you, my mother suffered with joint pain, arthritic pain. And chronic means that these signs and symptoms, they tend to last long. And then once again, my mother, she suffered with lupus there for a very long time before I was able to really understand. And I see that we have a caller, and we're going to take that caller right now. So just stay on and I'll listen with us. We'll take that caller right now. Caller?
Yes. Ms. Perry, we have Ms. Diane. I do not use last names, and I'm about to unmute you, Ms. Diane. Do you have any questions or comments for Ms. Perry, Ms. Diane?
I am a lupus survivor of 16 years.
Yes.
Yes, I've been in remission for a little while now. The symptoms that I had initially have subsided with the use of alternative treatment. I searched high and low for something that would work for me over the years. I was on prednisone for many years and refused to take it after a while.
Oh, okay.
I searched and kept taking the prednisone at the same time, but I finally found a diet that worked for me, along with staying out of the sun as much as I had been. I was taking Plaquenil up until, I want to say, maybe 6 weeks ago, and they took me off that. So my blessings have come from not just what I've been doing, of course, but God led me along the way. It's been years. 16 years is a long time.
Wonderful.
There
yes,
were lots
yes.
of ups and downs, a lot of flare-ups. But it has been quite some time now since I've had a lupus flare-up. Yes.
Lupus flora. Diane, I appreciate you giving us and sharing this information with us, because this is a part of us fighting back. We must share like you've just done. We must fight back. We must share with each other, talk about it, and what's working
That's
for
right.
each person. And what you're doing is just that, because there's no one pill fits all. It's we
exactly.
have to find out what works for us. And when we find that out, we must share it. And we're not telling people to do it, but we're sharing with what works for us. And that's what I appreciate about callers like you. You're willing to share your personal testimony as to what. Now, could you mention that one more time? What is that new, you something that you found? My phone is not working. Sometimes it goes on in and out. Can you do a quick recap?
And actually, it's called Nutriflora.
Okay,
and it's a combination of several herbs, well, maybe six
okay.
herbs, including hawthorn being the most
hawthorn
common
hawthorn berry.
Common one.
Is that right?
Hawthorn berry, yes.
Wonderful.
And it takes a while, of course, to get it in your system, but you have to be consistent and stay with what works. That was the key for me. Initially, I got a little bit perturbed and kind of, just disappointed that several other things weren't working, but I stuck with this along with pretty much a vegetarian diet. My protein consisted of nuts, soy products, limited though with the soy. And those things together over time, I had to tweak here and there because it's different for everybody, for each individual. But I think if you just try what you think is going to work for you, be patient and take the time to find out what's going to work for your own body. Lupus does not have
Wonderful.
To destroy like it does. Yeah. Lupus doesn't have to destroy the way it does.
No, wonderful. Okay, mm-hmm. Diane, thank you so much. I really appreciate you giving us this information. I have another caller, so I'm going to let you go, but I want to thank you for sharing with us that information. That's what we have to do, and that is our theme. It's we wage in war against chronic disease, and today we're talking about lupus. So once again, thank you for that information. God bless you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're welcome
thank
so
you.
Much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, Ms. Brown, what I'd like you to do is to tell your friends and family about our show, which are in the archives as well as on Facebook, and we will add you to our listeners list, and Ms. Perry will continue with the show. We have about 10 minutes left, and if you have any friends or family that would like to call into our next show, please give them this number, 213-943-3557. Ms. Perry, back to you.
Okay, listeners, I hope you are able to hear our caller because we invite people to talk about lupus with us and to share those things that are working for them. And I want to give you more information about some facts about lupus that I think you should know. One thing, lupus is not contagious, not even through sexual contact. You cannot catch lupus from someone. So I think we all should know that. It's not contagious. Lupus is not linked. It's not or related to cancer. Cancer is a condition of malignant. It's abnormal tissues that grow rapidly and spread into surrounding tissues. So remember, lupus is not cancer. Lupus is an autoimmune disease, and you have to know that it's not contagious. It's not cancer. It's strictly an autoimmune disease, and oftentimes it's treated with immunosuppressant drugs. And as I mentioned earlier, you can fight back with a healthy lifestyle. And lupus is not related to HIV. It's not related to AIDS. It's autoimmune. It is some things that I think we should know because oftentimes we have this misinformation. And I just want to share some common things like I just shared. Lupus can range from mild to life-threatening, and it should always be treated by a doctor with good care, medical care. Most people with lupus can live a full life. So remember those things. And research estimates that at least 1.5 million Americans have lupus. And the actual number can be higher. However, there have been no large-scale studies to show the actual number of people with lupus. But it's about more than 16,000 new cases of lupus are reported yearly, annually. It is believed that 5 million people throughout the world have some form of lupus. We have to educate ourselves and fight back. We don't have to give in to any disease, not lupus, not obesity, not type 2 diabetes. We must fight back with information and application and share information with others. Now, some other facts about lupus. Lupus strikes mostly women of childbearing age. That was my mother. She died at 37. However, men and children and teenagers, they can develop lupus. Most people with lupus develop it between the ages of 15 to 44. Women of color are 2 to 3 times more likely to develop lupus than Caucasians. People of all races and ethnic groups can develop lupus. That is something that I want to share because the more we know about a disease, the better for us. Because this is one way to fight back, through educating yourself about it and learning about it. And when we know more about it, we can fight back with things that we learn. Let me share with you again some other symptoms of lupus. I think about my mother so much when I read about this disease. She was tired a lot, extreme fatigue, headaches, pain for swollen joints, fever. And I shared some of these things with you last week. I'm just doing a quick recap because repetition brings on even more a better education of the disease that we discuss on our program. So oftentimes you will find us repeating things. Mouth sores, ulcers in the mouth, hair loss, abnormal blood clotting, fingers turning white or blue when it's cold, pain in the chest on deep breathing, a butterfly-shaped rash. So these are some common symptoms of lupus, and we must fight back by knowing, looking, examining our bodies. We shouldn't wonder what's going on. We should be in touch with our bodies. And these, that's why I'm sharing with you some symptoms. And as we're closing down, I want you to remember that we're here for information, and we're here to share with others as others share with us. We must be a community of warriors fighting back against these diseases that are plaguing our pocketbooks, they're plaguing our family members, and we don't have to take it. We can at least fight back. Because a healthy mind, one that is a victorious mind with a mind of fighting back, is a winning mind, because mind and body work together. If we feel defeated in our minds, our bodies are going to reflect that. So let's continue to learn about not just lupus, but there's so many diseases plaguing the African-American community, minority communities, and we must fight back by learning about these diseases. I'll mention one of the main ones in our communities right now is type 2 diabetes, hypertension, obesity. Primarily, these diseases are lifestyle related. Let's remember that genetics hold the gun, but lifestyle trumps genetics. Lifestyle is the trigger. As we wind down, let's just continue with a little bit more information. I think we have about 6 minutes. Am I right? My producer is telling me we have about 6 minutes. So what I'm going to talk about are some common things. Let's fight back. And one thing we can fight back against is looking at how to combat getting better rest. And we can manage our fatigue. We don't know. It's unclear why extreme fatigue occurs in so many people with lupus. But here are the following reasons why they appear. For instance, look at the disease activity, your pain, the age, current medication, poor physical and mental health, lack of social support. These things are identified as reasons why many of us are experiencing that fatigue. But let's look at some activities. We need to establish good sleep patterns. These are ways to fight back this fatigue. Plan ahead. For example, shop for gifts throughout the year. Don't stress yourself at the end of the year. Prepare meals in advance. Eat a healthy diet, as we mentioned. Exercise regularly. And if you smoke, stop. Stop smoking. Alternate activities with periods of rest throughout the day. These are ways we can manage our fatigue. Get your rest. We have things that we can do that do not require a doctor's prescription. We must use our common sense. We must understand that our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made. And if we give our bodies what they need, especially those laws of health that I shared with you, if we give our bodies what we need and we fight back like we should, it can make it. We'll make a difference in our lives. And we are down to our last few minutes, and so I'm going to turn over to my co-host as he shares some other resources where you can get our information. And thank you for listening to Healthy Choices with Terry, and I hope you have a wonderful evening. And we'll see you here next Monday at 6 o'clock. God bless you.
Yes, Ms. Terry, great show, and we'd like to thank Ms. Diane for her input into the show. Ms. Diane, we appreciate you.
Yes.
You tell your friends, your family, and your church and personal families about our show, because we'll probably do another one before the month of May is over. Now, before we leave you, we want to leave you with some specific Facebook pages that can help you with the show and with other information such as diabetes, obesity, lifestyle changes, high blood pressure, commonly known as hypertension. These things can be found on Healthy Choices with Perry on Facebook, HCWP on Twitter, Healthy Choices with Perry 100 on YouTube, and we're also on Instagram. So we cover all the major social media markets. Oh, and we're on Google Plus too. Ms. Perry is a very avid social media proponent. Now, again, our show is every Monday at 6 Eastern, 5 Central, and we are very excited about, including you in our show, hearing what you have to say, logging on into our chat room, and doing other things that can help provide the greater community, specifically the African-American community, with this information. Now, as I wrap up, I'd like to say thank you so much, and don't be afraid to call in. Most of our listeners so far have been archive listeners, which can be found on blogtalkradio.com/healthychoiceswithperry. And you can listen to the show, but you cannot comment at that time. So as always, our subject text for our ministry, our show, which is a ministry and also a public information channel, is 3 John 2, which says, from the King James Version, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou would prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." Thank you again. Thank you, Ms. Diane. Thank you, Ms. Perry, especially our hosts. And thank you, archive listeners. Have a good evening.